Hey there, rockers and rollers. Welcome to season two of The Rock Pod, the only podcast that shreds harder than Eddie in a guitar solo and parties harder than David Lee Roth in a spandex factory. I'm Jimmy, your Sherpa on this neon-lit journey through the wild peaks and valleys of rock and roll history. And today's episode, oh boy, we're starting it off right. Strap in, because we're diving into the hard-rocking, ego-clashing, tour-bus-trashing, absolutely legendary band that brought us dive-bombing guitar, split jumps, and more lineup changes than Spinal Tap's drummer roster. We're talking about the Van Halen. Welcome to The Rock Pod. All right, let's get this party started. At the beginning, Pasadena, California, mid-1970s, the Van Halen brothers, Eddie and Alex, were Dutch immigrants. Their dad was a jazz musician, and their mom, well, she's a classical pianist. The boys, they just wanted to make some noise. Eddie started on drums, Alex on guitar. But then, as the story goes, one day, Eddie left his drums unattended and came home to find Alex shredding on them. Swap. From that moment on, Eddie stuck to guitar, and man, are we grateful. They formed the band with bassist Mark Stone called Genesis. Yeah, bad timing. Phil Collins already had that one. And eventually, they added a local wild man as their frontman, David Lee Roth, a guy with more charisma in his pinky toe than most frontmen had in their entire bodies. Mark was out, Michael Anthony was in on bass, and boom, Van Halen was born. Their first gigs were at backyard parties in Pasadena. Word spread fast. They were loud, they were tight, and they had this crazy guitarist who played with two hands on the fretboard like he was from another planet. Yeah, that was Eddie, and he was about to change guitar forever. Rock Pod. So how do these backyard rockers go mainstream? Enter Gene Simmons. Yeah, that Gene Simmons. Demon-faced Kiss guy. He saw them, loved them, paid to get their demo recorded. But nothing came of it. But the seed was planted. And in 1977, a Warner Brothers exec named Mo Austin saw them at the Starwood Club in L.A. and signed them on the spot. Just like that, the fire was lit. And in 1978, Van Halen 1 dropped, and oh boy, what a debut. Eruption wasn't just a solo, it was a declaration of war, and guitarists everywhere threw their instruments in the trash. Then came You Really Got Me, Ain't Talking About Love, and Jamie's Crying. They didn't just play rock, they exploded it. Like, grab you by the shirt collar and throw you into a beer-fueled pit of awesomeness kind of energy. A fun fact, David Lee Roth once said he wanted their music to sound like Godzilla taking a bong hit. Mission accomplished. Rock Pod. From 1979 to 1984, Van Halen were on top of the world, and often barely conscious while doing it. They dropped albums like It Was Nothing, Van Halen 2, Women and Children First, Fair Warning, Diver Down, their concerts, pyrotechnics, spandex, flying kicks, and enough hairspray to set the stage on fire. But with fame came friction. David Lee Roth was a showman. Eddie was a perfectionist. Eddie wanted to expand musically. Roth wanted to party like it was the end of days, every day. Yet somehow, it all culminated in 1984 with their commercial peak. Jump was their biggest hit, and it featured keyboards. Some fans hated it, but it was catchy as hell and catapulted them into superstardom. Also, that video, Roth in red leather, Eddie grinning ear to ear, Alex pounding away. It was pure MTV magic. But success wasn't enough to keep them together.
Rock pod.
1985. Roth's out. Tensions boiled over. It was ugly. So who do you get to replace one of Rock's most outrageous frontmen? Answer, you don't. You reimagine the band. So enter Sammy Hagar, a.k.a. The Red Rocker, former Montrose singer, solo star, and just the kind of dude to steer the band into a new era. "5150" came out in 1986. It was smoother, more polished, still rocked hard, but now there were power ballads, deeper lyrics, and more sense. The Sammy era gave us hits like Dreams, Love Walks In, Right Now, and Finish What You Started. Commercially, they were huge, but purists were divided. The Van Hagar versus Van Halen debate still rages at dive bars everywhere. And let's be honest, Sammy could sing. Dude had pipes, but man, he and Eddie, they had their own, let's just say, creative spats. Still, the band was massive until, once again, the wheels came off.
Rock pod.
So by the late 90s, things got weird. Roth briefly came back and then left. Then Gary Cherone, yeah, the extreme guy, joined for one album, Van Halen 3, which kind of flopped. Fans were like, wait, who? Let me tell you, it was horrible. Then silence. Eddie's health problems, alcohol battles, family tension. The band was limping. But in the mid-2000s, something amazing happened. Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie's teenage son, took over on bass. Michael Anthony was out. But now it was the family band again. Eddie, Alex, and Wolfie. And who joined them in 2007 for the reunion? Yep, Diamond Dave. They toured. They released A Different Kind of Truth in 2012. It wasn't classic era magic, but it had moments. Fans rejoiced. The Kings were back. But man, time is a cruel roadie. October 6th, 2020, Eddie Van Halen passed away after a long battle with cancer. He was only 65. The outpouring from fans, musicians, even rivals was massive. This man wasn't just a guitar player. He reinvented the instrument. Tapping, harmonics, dive bombs, the tone, his smile while playing. That was joy, pure and simple. Wolfgang released a heartfelt tribute called Distance. It was beautiful, heartbreaking, and deeply human. There's no replacing Eddie. Not now, not ever. But his legacy, man, it's burned into the fretboard of rock history. Van Halen didn't just rock. They reshaped what rock was. They made guitarists practice harder. They made singers step up their game. They made arenas louder. And they made it okay to have fun while doing it. Roth's stage antics? The blueprint for frontmen everywhere. Sammy's vocals, still legendary. Alex's drumming, he's an underrated monster. Michael's harmonies were the sweet, sweet glue. And Eddie, yeah, he's on Mount Rushmore, no debate.
Rock pod.
So there you have it, folks. The high-flying, flame-spitting, genre-defining tale of Van Halen. From Pasadena garages to sold-out stadiums. From Roth splits to Red Rocker reunions. This band gave us riffs, gave us drama, gave us a lot of joy. If you love this episode, well, hit that follow button. Share with your fellow headbangers, and remember, all killer, no filler. That's how we roll here on the Rock Pod. I'm Jimmy, and until next time, keep your amps loud, your solos wilder than a Roth stage jump, and remember, the best stories always come with distortion. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. Additional music on this episode: Eruption, Jump, Running with the Devil, Mean Street, Humans Being by Van Halen.